Hey, we're back. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds and elevating faith. I'm your host. My name's John, but I don't do it alone. Got my boy Josh with me.
What's happening, Kevin? How you doing?
Got my boy Impact with me.
What up?
The boys are back in town, baby. We got Impact back with us, an OG of the show. Woo! Come on, man. I'm excited about this one today, man. How you been, Impact? What's going on, buddy?
Been good, bro. Everything's good. Everything's good. Just, you know, life, football, Jesus.
Come on,
and now
boy.
Christmas. Here we are.
Here we are.
This
buddy.
Year, we're man, here. The year flew by, man. This year has gone by really fast.
Sure did, man. We always like to start off the show by explaining how we came up with Light It Up Live. And my boy Impact down there is actually how we came up with Light It Up Live. How did we come up with Light It Up Live, Impact?
Well, actually, we didn't come up with Light It Up Live. God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light was good. And he separated the light from darkness. That's Genesis 1:3-4 for those out there in make-believe land.
Amen. And that's what we're about here on Light It Up Live. We're trying to bring a little bit of lightness into a dark world, one episode at a time, baby. So, hey guys, episode 23, man. Whew. Remember when we started this little thing, Impact, back in the days, brother? Mm-hmm. It's episode 23, man. Episode 23 today. What we're going to be talking about. It's episode 23, fellas. Santa Claus Unwrapped.
Oh, no.
Boy, we're going to talk about Santa Claus. I don't know if you might have figured that out, Impact, that we're talking about Santa Claus today, but I'm feeling a little festive with my light-up Santa Claus hat.
Yeah.
But, funny. Yeah, man, today we're going to be talking about Santa Claus Unwrapped, man. We're going to get the origins of Santa Claus because guess what? St. Nicholas was a real dude, man. That was a real guy, and we're gonna talk about it a little bit. We're gonna hear the origins of it, and then we're gonna have a little bit of fun. And here's some things about our childhood about Santa Claus, and we're gonna get a little deep about it too, because I'm a Christian that think it's okay to let your kids celebrate Christmas, and I will stand on that mountain by myself if I have to, but I'm okay with it. How you fellas been, man? How you doing, Mr. Josh?
I'm good, buddy. Yes, sir. Jesus is the reason for the season, but you know what? Nothing brought the family together. Kind of like that. I was blessed when I was young to have a big family. We came together for Christmas, you know, and like I was saying, the best part of your life is when you're a kid anyway. So why not? You know what I mean? Why not? We know what it's about. Praise Jesus.
Yeah, man. You know, my son loves Jesus. My son loves Jesus, and he knows who Jesus is. He goes to a private school, Christian school, and it's okay. It's okay to let your kids have fun, man. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean that he loves Jesus any less. You know what I mean? And I'm willing to die on that mountain, and I'm gonna keep letting my son celebrate Christmas and have fun with Santa Claus. But we're about to get into.
You know what though? Hold on. Mm-hmm. My grandma, right? She was big on the whole Jesus versus Christmas thing, right? Mm-hmm. But she still put the tree up every year. You know what I mean? And when I got to be an adult, I asked her, I was like, if you didn't, you know, if you really didn't like the house, she goes, I loved you though. And I loved all of you.
Right.
So that's why I did that. She goes, I know the difference. Yeah. And now you do too. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. And today's, let's make it clear.
And honestly, that's what it boils down to.
Let's make it clear. Today's episode is about Santa Claus. It's not about Christmas. It's the origin of Santa Claus. We've discussed this. We are going to have another episode about Christmas and the origins of it. I know I'm going to have a whole bunch of people coming at the show, pagan this and pagan that, you know, and we're going to talk about it because I got the right one for it right below me. We are going to
talk
about it.
Yes, you do, because it is, and I'm going to keep my mouth shut today because I promise.
We are going to talk about it on another episode. We're going to talk about it. You know what I mean? And like I said, I'll die in the mountain that just because it started off as something doesn't mean that it is today. And it's about the children. It's about giving. And
it's all. Yeah. It's
and I'm a firm believer. I'm a firm believer, as long as you teach your children what it's really about, as long as you teach them about Jesus and they love Jesus and what it's really about, it's okay, man. You know, it's okay. Lighten up. Well, but we are going to get into a section of the show that I really love, and the song I love even more. You know what time it is? You know what time
no
it is?
No one outside. Right there.
It's time for Josh's Josh's spotlight, no baby.
Okay. You know what time it is.
It's time for Josh's spotlight. Ah, good stuff.
You know that song grooves, in fact.
That's funny. I kind of like it, actually. It's got that Stevie Wonder groove to it.
Yeah.
Come on, boy.
It was pretty good, man. He did like four different ones, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, listen to them all. And, oh, man, that one there is groovy. Yeah.
That's definitely Motown.
Yeah, I liked it.
What made you got for Santa Claus spotlight, my brother?
The origins of Santa Claus, of course. You know what I'm saying? The real, the otherwise known as Kris Kringle. But I found a couple articles on him here. You did as well. And I'm just going to read from one of those. I was going to put it in writing, but that's a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's a busy week. Man. So we're just going to read it up. But all right. Otherwise known as Kris Kringle, has a long history steeped in Christmas traditions. Today, he is thought of mainly as a jolly man in a red who brings toys in to good girls and boys on Christmas Eve night. But his story stretches all the way back to the 3rd century, when the real St. Nicholas walked the earth and became the patron saint of children. You know what I'm saying? You can find out more about the history of Santa Claus from his earliest origins to the shopping mall Santas of today. You know, Clement Clark Moore and Thomas Nast were major influencers on the Santa Claus millions of children wait for each Christmas. I guess they talk about the mall Santas is what we know best. You know what I mean? The big fluffy suits, the hats like this, you know, and that stuff there. You know what I'm saying? I guess here, you know, the legend of Santa Claus could be traced back hundreds of years to a monk named St. Nicholas. It was believed that St. Nicholas was born sometime around A.D. Okay. Well, I got to take a hold on. Hold on.
I got something good. Go ahead. Keep going. My bad.
No, you're good.
You said mall Santa and it triggered something in me. I got something. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
All right. He was actually born in modern day Turkey. You know what I mean? Which today would be Turkey, you know. Much admired for his pity and kindness, St. Nicholas became the subject of many legends. It is said that he gave away all of his inherited wealth and traveled the countryside helping the poor and the sick. One of the best-known St. Nicholas stories is the time he saved 3 poor sisters from being sold into slavery by their father, providing them with dowries so they could marry. I skipped a little piece in that. You know what I mean?
That's okay.
Over the course of many years, then Nicholas's popularity spread, and he became known as the protector of children and sailors. His feast day is celebrated on the anniversary of his death, December 6th. This was traditionally considered a lucky day to make large purchases or get married. By the Renaissance, St. Nicholas was the most popular saint in Europe, even after the Protestant Reformation. When it was ventured of saints being discouraged, St. Nicholas maintained a positive reputation, especially in Holland. All right. I'm having audio issues, so hold on.
That's okay. We're moving right along.
Well, that's my, you know what I'm saying? Let's move along for a second, and I'll jump into the second part of the spotlight real quick. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. we're having a little bit of audio issues, but that's okay. What you got, man? I've seen you impact down there when you sit in the mall.
I'm trying to find out. So I guess I was maybe, I want to say this is probably 1978, maybe. So this was me and my cousin with the mall. Oh, you can't see it because of that.
There you go. Yep, got it right there.
But if you really see Santa's face, man, He's angry. Yeah. Dude was really, he was like, a, I don't remember the day, but looking at the picture, this is one, he's either drunk or just pissed off, man. So my mom, before my mom passed, she made me and my cousin redo this picture like 40, 50 years later. And this,
oh, wow.
And this is
the same Santa?
No, did not. That Santa had to have been like 120.
Okay, I was like, okay.
But this Santa, the new Santa, he's smiling, he's joyful. So when you said mall Santa, it was a reminder, all you mean mall Santas out there, put a smile on your face for the kids, man. Don't let them go home with a picture of Santa that looks like this, angry and drunk, like bad Santa, for real. This guy's probably, was probably bad Santa.
Right, I'd be like, and I had to pay for that picture? You know, at least crack a smile. It reminds me of the pictures the kids took with the Easter Bunny a long time ago when the costuming was really terrible and these things looked like Five Nights at Freddy's or something. They were the scariest things.
Yeah.
So.
Amazing. You want to jump back into your article there, bud?
Well, yeah. As long as everything's good over here.
Yeah, he's changed. Check out. Okay. Are y'all done over there?
yeah, let's see. I can tell you all right, here you go. I'm going to jump into the mall Santas with them, all right? Perhaps the most iconic department store Santa is Kris Kringle in the 1947 classic Santa Claus movie, Miracle on 34th Street. A young Natalie Wood played a little girl who believed Kris Kringle when he says he is the real Santa Claus. And I guess that is why it appeared in almost every Macy's Day Parade. It was the most memorable Santa meeting and movie in history. I mean, so
yeah,
we also what else do we call Santa Claus, right? We call him Father Christmas, right? We call him
in England, they call him Kris Father Kringle. Christmas.
Yes,
they don't call him Santa Claus in England, they call him Father Christmas.
That's right,
yeah,
and let's see.
I know Coca-Cola had a big deal with the, you know, what you see today. You know, the guy in the big red suit and the big long white beard, you know, that Santa Claus. That I know Coca-Cola had a lot to do with that, right?
Yeah. The actual look of everything.
Of Santa Claus?
Yes.
Yeah, with like the caricature, you know, the folklore that, you know, I mean, I think that Coca-Cola commercials and ads and prints on, you know.
Maybe. I don't know. You'd have to Google
you know,
that.
I believe so. I believe Coca-Cola had a lot to do with, you know, what people see today art-wise, you know what I mean? That Santa Claus, I believe they did.
Might be. Yeah. I mean, somebody had to have been the first one, I guess, you know, the red suit. Where did the red suit, did St. Nick, is that what he did? He wore a red suit?
Well,
Big fat guy with a beard?
That's where, Father Christmas wore that attire. But Father Christmas was like, he was very giving, but he was not St. Nicholas. And what happened was the St. Nicholas kind of inherited his clothing looking, because St. Nicholas, also known as Nicholas of Bly, dressed like a Roman Pope, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I've seen pictures. So Father Christmas was a real person too?
Yes, he was a real person. He was just of Austrian origin.
He was before St. Nick or after?
I think he was after. He was after because St. Nicholas himself was a long time ago. Right. I mean, and I think Coca-Cola and a lot of marketing places kind of got it to where the red suit was a thing. You know what I'm saying? It was just branded like that because it was jolly looking. It was happy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Who doesn't like a fat dude, you know, laughing at you in a nice big red suit, you know? Yeah.
Giving away presents.
Yeah. I know over in Rome, St. Nicholas was also considered Nicholas the Wonder Worker because of his attributes and the things he'd done and how charitable he was with everybody. You know what I mean? And and I think, you know,
well, Christmas goes back to 336 AD.
Yes.
That's pretty much when it started. Yeah,
but if you look up Christmas or just Google Christmas, it says the celebration of Jesus Christ's birth.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, it doesn't speak anything of Santa Claus or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah. So the holiday itself's old Christian holiday. It's just as it went through time, different things attached itself to make it appeal to everybody. And one of the main things is if you appeal to children, you're going to appeal to everything.
Out,
so actually, it's a good thing. that yeah, they yeah, did that. Because, yeah. I mean, it's bringing yeah, Christianity right. into places these kids didn't even realize. I mean, later on, they're going to be like, wait, we did all this Christmas stuff because of Jesus? Yes. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
okay.
But you still got a giant, almost probably half of the faction of the country says happy holidays. They won't even say Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
So we're still dealing with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but all we do for that is we just say back to them Merry Christmas. You know what I mean? That's what I do. Listen, you know what I mean?
But at the end of the day, because I mean, we all know he wasn't born on December 25th. But at the end of the day, a Christian is going to celebrate his life, his birth every day.
I celebrate him every day.
The same with Easter. We're going to celebrate the resurrection every day.
Every day.
We're in it every day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like to pick two holidays and it's like, yeah. And then the churches are full on Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
And
it brings a lot of revenue. It brings a lot of jobs around the holidays. It does a lot. You know what I mean? Like, you got people getting overtime pay left and right. Christmas trees are selling. I mean, I know it's capitalism and a lot of people don't like it, but it provides a lot of money for a lot of people, especially when we need it the most.
And man, like I said, I'll die on the mountain that I think it's wrong to take it away from kids, man, because parents got to understand that you're not failing your faith by letting your kids enjoy Christmas. You know what I mean? It's joy isn't the enemy of Jesus. Yeah. Christmas is all about joy. You know what I mean? Santa isn't a threat to your house. You know what I mean? He's not a replacement for the gospel. He's a tradition rooted in generosity. You know what I mean? He's a reflection of what Christ calls us to do, for God's sakes, you know.
take it in consideration, right? Your kid's happy on Christmas, right? They're full of joy. Yeah. It makes you feel good. Don't God want you to feel good? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's nothing, you know.
I mean, yeah, it's cutting. But people, you know, people go crazy at Christmas too. God definitely doesn't want us to go in debt. And many people do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But of course. But there's a healthy balance of all of
them. Them going in debt might be their path to Jesus. Maybe they needed that. You never know what someone's story is. Maybe they've, you know what I'm saying, lived a little reckless. You know, you spent too much on Christmas. You know what I mean? You're gonna go
I did this year, but it is what it is. I don't have kids and I've got grandkids, so I spoil them.
And you got to think the Santa Claus thing and the reindeer and all that's a child's imagination.
And that's all. That's all it is. Listen, especially in this day and age, kids have to be kids because everything is pushing them to the point to where they can't be.
They're growing up way too fast. Let the kids be kids as long as they can be kids.
That's right. That's right. And the imagination is a gift straight from God. You know what I mean? So let them enjoy it. I want to tell some Christians sometimes so much, lighten up, bro.
I've never really heard many Christians that are against Christmas, but a lot of them A lot of them do out Santa Claus probably earlier than they should. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
right.
But yeah, I mean, keep them. You know,
I mean,
like me, I was probably 8 or 9. I don't know how old that. I was probably younger. I don't know how old I was, but I remember my mom saying, "Go to bed, or Santa won't come." And then I went to bed, and I heard, and I wasn't sleeping, and I started hearing the fishing pole like winding gear. You know, all this fishing gear, and I was like, and then I woke up in the morning. I had all this fishing gear from Santa, and I called bullcrap right there on everybody. I was like, wait a second. Nope, that didn't happen because I heard this. And then everybody was like looking at me like, oh, this is the year he found out.
Well, no. Santa was testing it out, man. Santa was like, all right, let me wrap it up.
But nobody told me, you know. They just let me figure it out on my own, man. You know, and just let the kids figure it out. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of where I'm at. You know what I mean? With my son. Like, but if he ever came up to me and started talking about his friend said this and his friend said that, I think I'll have that conversation. Yeah. I won't let him get bullied with it, but I'm going to let him believe.
Yeah,
as long as
he can. It's imagination, man.
As long as
man.
He can, because it's so amazing. You know, it's
because then, listen, Santa Claus, it's not only Santa Claus. Then he comes to the realization, Tooth Fairy's fake. Easter Bunny's fake. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, right.
He's
right.
been lied
right,
to right, about right, it right. all. It's not just Santa Claus. It's all of it, baby.
Yeah,
like, but then like, you become like the hero because hey, I'm the one that's been giving you all this stuff, son.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like, man.
But like with me, like with my youngest son, he knows Jesus, he loves Jesus, he goes to a Christian school, and they learn about Jesus every day in his school. And I'm going to be bluntly honest to people: Santa Claus doesn't take Jesus out of Christmas; parents do. Parents are the ones that are taking Jesus out of Christmas, not Santa Claus.
Oh no, it's the world, dude.
If you have let your household take Jesus out of Christmas, that's your fault, not Santa Claus. Man, leave Santa Claus alone. You know what I mean? Santa Claus is about joy and about giving and about generosity. Yeah. You know, I'm Team Santa.
Team Santa.
Come on. Team Santa. I will die on that mountain being Team Santa with my Santa Claus hat on.
Hey. Now you remember earlier we were talking about we was gonna bring up something else about Christmas other than Santa. Like what movies?
Oh
yeah, what movies? Come on.
I don't want to go there, bro. Yeah, because I know how this one feels too. All right. I fight both of y'all on
this one. What movies are Christmas movies and which ones ain't? That in the mainstream.
Die Hard. Well, Die Hard is not a Christmas
it
movie.
Most definitely yes, it is a Christmas movie.
Yes, definitely a
but
Christmas
hey,
movie.
But hey, but I asked Bacon, have you seen that movie Violent Night?
Oh yeah.
Bro,
oh,
that's
yeah.
the best Christmas movie ever, dude.
Best Christmas movie ever.
Ever.
That's proof that you should just leave Santa alone. You know, just let the man just pop up his heels and keep it moving.
I love the way they did that movie and brought a whole Nordic past into it.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Bro, that's my favorite Christmas movie.
You know, they got a second one coming, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to watch it tonight, man. Yeah, it's good, man.
Yeah, yeah, we watched it.
Out. What's it called again?
Violent Night.
I'm going to have to check old Violent Night out.
Oh, it's great, dude. It's 100% great. It's got old boy from Stranger Things, Hop. That
but
plays
but let's not. We just skipped right over Die Hard, man. Y'all kind of teamed up on me. I'm not done with Die Hard yet, man. Die Hard is not.
But listen, even movie. Home Alone is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, bro. Not. How is Home Alone not a Christmas movie? It was during Christmas time.
But that's it. Oh, it's no. just during Christmas time.
But if it's during Christmas time and they show Christmas lights and Christmas trees, that's a Christmas movie, man.
Well, yeah, Home Alone is a Christmas movie because the burglars are like, we rob people at Christmas. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Macaulay Culkin saw the miracle of this family coming home after he, you
it
know,
was
he
a Christmas miracle.
Jesus. Yeah, he prayed to Jesus to bring his family home. He's sorry. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, everything about that's a Christmas movie. You can't even debate that one.
And Bruce Willis is wearing a freaking Santa Claus hat.
You know? Yeah. And
Bruce
all
Willis
all the
is
music,
wearing a Santa Claus
music,
hat and Die Hard.
All the music in the movie was Christmas music. Yeah. You know, there wasn't one regular track. No.
So you guys are saying, as long as it's in the movie, it's done during Christmas time, and as long as there's a Christmas tree and some lights,
hey,
that's Christmas.
And don't nobody.
If there's no Santa Claus and there's no story of Christmas.
No, Bruce Willis was wearing a Santa Claus hat, and I'm pretty sure you probably watched Die Hard. They probably got some street Santa shaking a bell somewhere in some scene.
Oh yeah, there is. Well, no, dude, you remember the opening song to Die Hard, right? It was Christmas in Hollins by Run DMC.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Like some of the first things talking about Santa dropped his wallet right there on the lawn. You know, like, yeah, we're talking about Santa in the movie. Yeah. If the movie takes place in December around Christmas, it's a Christmas movie because when we watch it, it takes us to Christmas time because it's cold, it's snowing, it's Christmas.
So the Bible says, Book of James says, confess your sins to one another. So, and my wife, she just left, but she would laugh that I'm even telling you guys this because I haven't, and it's weird to share it now, but My favorite, one of my favorite genres of movies is freaking Christmas romance, the rom-com Christmas movies, man. I love them.
I don't
know why, bro. I'm a sucker for a Christmas rom-com every time.
Yeah, I've never watched one.
My wife loves them things, man. My wife watches those things like all day. She'll watch them when Christmas time comes out. I don't know how they make these things that fast, but there's a channel.
Oh, yeah, the Hallmark Channel. No, I don't watch
out. Yes.
Like Christmas rom-coms when they're coming out on like Netflix or Amazon.
You got to catch me up. Yeah. What? I have never heard of this. What is a rom-com? I'm serious, dude.
Romantic comedy.
Oh, romantic comedies. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. There ain't nothing funny about this.
I used to hold it, man. Y'all got to catch me up.
Can you guys?
I play too many video games.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, your audio's.
Yeah, your audio's messing up. Come back in, buddy, and let's we'll work on your audio. Come out and come back in. But I guess I see Christmas movies.
Well, no, yeah, I got another one. I got another Christmas movie that a lot of people don't think is a Christmas movie, but it's Lethal Weapon, the very first Lethal Weapon, little Danny Glover.
One and two.
Yeah, one and two. Yeah, his audio. Yeah, well, the first one and the second one. And Die Hard 2 was a Christmas movie too, John. You know what I mean? They both took place at Christmas. He's going through the airport with gifts under his arm in Die Hard 2.
Just been, no, now, Elf. That's a Christmas movie.
That's a terrible Christmas. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my. Oh, my God. We got to talk about it.
We got to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? My lady watched that like three times a year. Let's talk about it. I've been with her for a long time. I have seen that movie more than I've seen The Matrix. And I love that movie, dude. I have seen that in Grease. Oh, man. I can't tell you.
But, man, Die Hard is an action movie. That ain't no Christmas movie, man.
Yes, man. He even wrote in blood, ho, 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 on the shirt. You know what I'm saying? Remember the one guy? Yeah, I don't want to get too detailed about it, but you remember? Yeah. Takes place on Christmas Eve. All right. It was a Christmas party. And then you got old boy down in the limo talking about what he's doing later that night for the Christmas thing after he's done with that fair. What was his name in the limo? I can't remember his name. But definitely a Christmas movie. Let me speed it up. Gremlins. Yeah. Gremlins. 100%. Gremlins 100% is a Christmas movie.
I'm on board. I'm bored with Gremlins.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Mogwai was a gift for Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a Christmas movie. I'm on board. I didn't think about Gremlins, man. You pulled that one out.
Trust me. I live with Hollywood.
You pulled that one out.
Give me some more Christmas movies.
Now you're trying to pull out. Yeah, the old,
I know.
The
tell me something.
Well,
just give me some of the ones I would know.
There's that Pottersville.
Pottersville?
Pottersville? Like what's that?
Through the town.
Oh, yeah. Pottersville. This dude dressed up like a gorilla. Was he drunk or something? Oh. Hold on.
A drunk gorilla?
That's too much, yeah.
That's not Christmas.
No, no, look.
Not like Grinch.
It was around Christmas time, and he run through the town in a gorilla suit, right? And people saw him. So then everybody was talking about, you know, hey, Bigfoot was spotted. Bigfoot was spotted. So he just kept going back out in it later, just, you know what I'm saying? And would help the town. You know, saying it's Bigfoot. It was a good movie.
Now see the Grinch with Jim Carrey. Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't know what happened. My phone cut off.
That's okay. As long as we get audio, we're good, buddy.
Yeah. Is the video not there?
No, but your audio sounds good right now, so we can roll with that, my friend. So with Gremlins, he brought up Gremlins Impact.
I think Gremlins 2 was as well.
Gremlins.
I agree on Gremlins, man. Yep, your audio cutting out again, bud.
Might be the virtual background.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Try to remove the virtual background there, but
oh, yeah. I mean,
audio's busting you up.
Have you seen 8-Bit Christmas, John? It's about it's called 8-Bit Christmas, and it's about this kid wanting a Nintendo. But it's our generation of kids, man. He's wanted this one Nintendo. He wanted it so bad for Christmas. This rich kid up the street had a Nintendo. And you know what I mean? It's a good movie, man. 8-Bit Christmas.
8-Bit Christmas.
Oh, yeah. It's a video gamer movie. It's a Nintendo movie. I'm telling you what, man. It's I'm a nerd. Okay, this is great. This was great. And then the Christmas Story movie. Obviously, that's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, now that's Christmas. Yeah. Now that's a Christmas movie, man. My Heart's Not a Christmas.
Now, you did say that you saw the second Christmas Story movie, right?
I think so.
Oh, man. Oh, man, it's so fantastic. The way they did it, man, like you can't overdo. Dang, that's his audio is mad. Okay. What's going on with that?
Gotta get your audio worked out, bud.
If you haven't gotten a chance to see that Christmas Story, the second one, it's so hard to outdo the first movie. Like, that's impossible, okay? And he did. The way he incorporated the first one into the second one, the way they bled it together was fantastic. This movie is a must-watch for the holidays. The Christmas holidays.
Now, what about all the remember all the old cartoons, man? Back when we were younger, like all the old
The Jetsons Christmas specials and
I'm talking like Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, the old school. You're talking about the Heat Miser. Yeah,
the old ones like Rudolph the Red Nose. Wasn't it Clay or something that they did with those?
It wasn't
animation.
It was stop motion photography. You know, it was like they would move it. It was kind of like clay, like claymation a little bit, but it was just picture after picture.
Yeah,
move them a little bit, take a picture.
Move it.
Yeah, because you had Land of Misfit Toys, you know what I mean?
Wait. Toy Story.
Toy Story? Because the whole story is he got this new dude, Buzz Lightyear, for Christmas. You know what I mean? And now Woody's just thrown to the side. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely a Christmas movie. Dude, yeah, if there's a Christmas tree in the house, the movie's a Christmas movie, period. I mean, you got some Christmas video games, but we won't get into that. That's crazy. But
So if we're watching Scarface and he walks by a Christmas tree, now that's a Christmas movie?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, because the whole drug aspect of the movie, man, we can kind of it can be canceled out of the Christmas category. You know what I mean? You can steal some Barabons and Die Hard, but don't you go selling, anyway. So that's not Christmas. That's not Christmas, you know? Lots of snow all over the place, I understand, but it wasn't Christmas, you know?
But, my mama chiming in the chat if you guys want to be interactive with the show. My mama says A Christmas Story was my favorite. Yeah, my mama likes A Christmas Story, man. That was a good one.
Do you, mom? If you could find a way to see the second one, I'm telling you, man, you will be thoroughly impressed.
A Christmas Story 2. I mean, what's it called?
Yeah, Christmas Story 2, right? Is that what it's called? A Christmas Story Christmas is what it's called. And it
Christmas Story
it's on
Christmas.
HBO. Dude, that is probably the best movie I've seen in the last 10 years. I ain't even going to lie, man. Really? My dad loved that first movie. He loved it. If he was alive to see that second one, he'd have been like, wow, bravo, man. Like, Ralphie did it, man. He did it, man.
You know what? I think I did see it.
The whole cast is back. Yeah, the whole cast, even the bullies.
I did see it. I seen it.
Yeah.
I seen it. It's when he's older. Yep.
Yes.
I seen
it. Yes.
I did. I remember it now.
The stories he had to... Anyway, I ain't gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? But it's good.
Oh, what about what's it called? The Ghosts of Christmas Past.
Scrooged. Scrooged. You talking about the one with Bill Murray?
Well, there were several made. There was an original. What were those called? You remember? It wasn't Scrooged. It was called
A Christmas Carol. It's called A Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
my two favorites,
really good.
All of them was The Muppets Christmas Carol and Scrooged.
Right.
Scrooged was amazing. I try to watch that every year. As a matter of fact, I just reloaded it because I want to watch it. Because Bill Murray and the whole now times aspect of A Christmas Carol was great. And who don't love the Muppets, man? But you had a lot. You had a lot of different versions to it.
Yeah, I'm getting.
You letting him know his audio is bad.
Yeah, he his status update on Impact Wells.
Yeah,
his phone died, and the static was really bad on his end. It was bad on our end too. But
yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it is storming out. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's really dark, it rained all day. Like all day, we was at work, just working in the rain.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we didn't get that much here at my house, man. We didn't get that much. It wasn't too bad. But yeah, man, good show, man. I think that about wraps it up, you guys. We got to hear a little bit of a origin about Saint Nicholas. There was a real guy, and man, I can't say it enough, man. You Christian people out there that are scared of Santa Claus and scared to let him believe in Santa Claus, you're not removing Jesus, man, out of Christmas by letting your kids believe in Santa Claus when they're young. You're just not. Teach them who Saint Nicholas was. Give them that story. You know what I mean? And make sure they have a relationship with Jesus. And what's wrong with letting them be kids and experiencing that, man? Gosh, as a kid, remember those days, Josh, just waking up and trying to catch Santa Claus to see, you know what I mean? See if you can get a glimpse of him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And you run out. And boy, oh boy, if there was a bike under that tree, what you know? Boy, if there's a bike under that tree, man, I was this year. Woo.
Yeah, well, that's how I found out Santa wasn't real, actually, one year. I was at my grandparents' house because I was every year. I went out there. There's Grandpa. He ain't even dressed up, man. You know what I mean? I think he was in, like, a robe and in his underwear, putting trees under there. Like, yeah. There was no Santa Claus. Yeah. Not now. Not no more. You know what I mean? But I was like, oh, man. Yeah.
All right, my brother. Well, I think it's that time in the show for my final thoughts, man. This is a segment that we started a while back, man, and I write a little something about each show, and so this is my final thoughts. Tonight we talked about a story we've all grown up with. We talked about the real Saint Nicholas, a man whose faith moved him to give and to love the way Christ taught us to love. Somewhere along the way, his story grew. His legend spread, and Santa Claus became a symbol of joy and imagination. And you know what? That's okay. Because at the heart of it all, is something good. Something rooted in generosity, kindness, and the reminder that giving matters. Parents, hear me tonight. You don't have to be afraid of Santa. You don't have to feel guilty for letting your kids enjoy the magic, the stories, the fun, because our faith isn't fragile. Christmas isn't fragile, and Jesus definitely isn't competing with anyone in a red suit. Santa doesn't replace the Savior. He simply reminds us the spirit of giving that started with a real Christian man who followed Christ boldly. So as you head into Christmas season, enjoy the moments. Let your kids laugh. Let them imagine. Let them have fun. And let all of it point back to the one who gave us the greatest gift of all. Those are my final thoughts.
Amen,
my brother. Got anything you want to finish it up with, Josh? You got any final thoughts yourself, my brother?
No, I ain't got too many final thoughts. Sitting by this window, been kind of drafty, you know?
Thank God we got the fireplace going, brother.
You know, it ain't moving nowhere, but, you know, it's you know. Yeah. Like, do something already, would you? Like, just stop, you know? Anyway.
Yeah, sir. You guys don't forget to check us out on YouTube at Light It Up Live, all one word. Again, my name's John.
Josh. Thank you.
That there's my boy Josh. We'll be back again next week. We'll see you real soon. Remember, your rope's longer than you think. So light God's rope has no end. We love you guys very much. We'll see you again next week. God bless. Much love. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live.